This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. He was a larger-than-life character, a very public man of great contradictions. And his fall from fantastic success to imprisonment was both shocking and a source of titillation to people around the world in the late 19th century. Oscar Wilde is the basis for a new opera on stage this summer at the Santa Fe Opera. With us this morning outside in the opera's cantina is Theodore Morrison, the composer and co-librettist of Oscar. Mr. Morrison, it's great to have you with us.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
I know that you and your co-librettist, John Cox, did a lot of research, prodigious amount of research on Oscar Wilde before you started writing this. Was there anything in particular that you found while you were doing that research that made you say, this I can set music to?
Well, John and I first read the Ellman biography, which is the most famous biography of Oscar Wilde, and then we started reading out from there. And by the time I had read the first couple of chapters of the Ellman biography, I said, this has got to be it. And in fact, I flew down to Washington to see David Daniels, and we talked about it, and John and I had discussed it. And I presented the idea to David, and he was just thrilled with the idea. And there's also an interesting anecdotal story about Oscar Wilde's voice. Max Beerbohm said that Oscar Wilde had a mezzo voice, a very expressive mezzo voice, and of course David sings in the mezzo range, and that was also a draw for us.
Of course, there is a lot of material on Oscar Wilde that you could have chosen for this operatic interpretation. You and John Cox decided to focus on a particular period of time.
Yes, the period right before his imprisonment, which we call the fall, actually, the first fall, and there was a second fall after he got out. He had to go into exile and died 3 years later in poverty in Paris. We chose the period of time preceding the trial and into the trial, and we've compressed it into 24 hours, basically, for stage purposes. So the first act is really about preparing for the trial and the trial. Second act is the imprisonment. That period is a powerful part of Oscar Wilde's life and is the deepest part of his life, and actually what spawned the great poem, The Ballad of Reading Gaol, and that is the text that we have drawn from the most in the work. And Oscar Wilde's grandson, Marlon Holland, is alive and well, and has read our libretto and given us advice and given us permission and through HarperCollins to use the text for the opera. So it's really great.
I know it's difficult to talk about music and where music comes from, but I think people would be interested to hear, and I certainly would, you talk about the music that you created for this work. What were the inspirations for the music that you created?
Well, Oscar's life, of course, which is very volatile during this period, and that gives an opportunity for a very wide range of musical expression. But also, David Daniels. The opera is written for David Daniels, really. We built the opera around David. I tend to be a very lyrical composer, but I'm also very interested in hot, exciting, rip-roaring material as well. And this opera is full of both. It's a true story compressed for the stage that includes the beauty and the sorrow of Oscar's life.
And you already have a second production in the works.
That's correct. This is a co-commission from Opera Philadelphia and the Santa Fe Opera. Opera Philadelphia will give the East Coast premiere in February of 2015. So that's pretty great.
That's wonderful. Theodore Morrison is the composer and co-librettist of Oscar, the new opera about Oscar Wilde at the Santa Fe Opera. For tickets, go to santafeopera.org. Mr. Morrison, thank you so much for joining us.
What a pleasure. I always love to talk about it.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.